Well, I know I told you this morning that I've been thinking about this for a year, but you don't need to fear that I'm going to preach a long time, because I think I'll be pretty brief here. But we're going to talk about being wasteful. Being wasteful. I don't know how that it got in me to be sensitive about things like that, but it is. You know, I just can't stand to see stuff wasted. It costs too much. It costs money. It costs work. Somebody's had to make it. I mean, think of all the resources that go into every little thing that we use. And then for us to have to buy it and then just throw it in the trash. Yeah, you know. So let's get started here. Luke chapter 16 and verse 1. We're talking about stewardship, basically, tonight. That's what it amounts to. And he said also unto his disciples, there was a certain rich man which had a steward, and the same was accused unto him that he had wasted his goods. Let me read you another verse. 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 2. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. All right, now before we go any farther here, let me just read to you the definition of wasteful. I don't think it's really necessary. You know what it is to waste something. But waste has a lot of different meanings. It means to diminish. It means to reduce, for one thing. You know, it means to be useless. Like you talk about the land being laid waste. It was all just destroyed. And nothing was accomplished by it except that it just destroyed everything. And it's no more. So wasting is a serious thing. And I believe it's serious with God. I believe He expects us. I believe He commands us. I believe that we're committing a sin when we are habitually wasteful with a lot of things. And I'm going to talk about things tonight, and it's not just things, but it's a bunch of other stuff too. Wasteful, according to the dictionary, means full of waste, destructive to property, ruinous, as wasteful practices or negligence, wasteful expenses. Now here's where we really want to focus tonight. It means expending or tending to expend property or that which is valuable in a needless or useless manner. Lavish. Here's another word that goes with waste. Prodigal. You'll find that in the Hebrew and the Greek definitions, and you find it also in the English definitions of the word. Prodigal has to do with waste. As a wasteful person, a wasteful disposition. And that's the thing that I wish I could get you to understand tonight and remember, is that being wasteful is about just how you look at things. It's your disposition about things. You don't value things if you waste them. Now, a steward is someone who manages the resources of another. That's what we just read in Luke 16. And he said unto his disciples, there was a certain rich man which had a steward. He had a steward. He had somebody that managed his stuff, his money, his property, his business. The steward managed everything. And it was his job and his responsibility to see that it was used wisely, properly, and not wasted. I mean, the worst thing you can accuse a steward of is wasting his goods, and that's what they'd accused him of. His responsibility, a steward, is to see to it that everything is managed properly and put to the right use so that nothing is lost. Now, let me just throw this in. I'll get it again later, but you are a steward. We're not talking about somebody else, you know. We're not just talking about certain people who are like this. You and I and everyone is a steward of whatever we handle, whatever we use, because it is not ours.
Yes, that's right.
Nothing is ours. We're just stewards. We're just managing and taking care of whatever we're taking care of right now. Everything you have is going to be somebody else's someday, or it's going to be lost because you wasted it or somebody else wastes it. You know, when an army comes in and defeats a country and they waste them, they just destroy everything. It's what Sherman did to the South at the end of the Civil War there.
Yes.
He wasted them. He burnt their barns. He burnt their houses. He killed their livestock. He destroyed their crops for nothing. No good was done except to just totally annihilate the people, to hurt them as much as could be, to cause all of it to be lost so they couldn't have it. Wasted. So a steward has to be of the proper character and mind, or he's not qualified to be a steward. You can't have a steward who doesn't think and doesn't consider and just waste stuff mindlessly. And he doesn't consider the value of anything. This man, this person is not qualified to be a steward of anything. He can't take care of nothing because he places no value on anything. He has to have a mind that habitually thinks of being frugal, thrifty, sparing, and economical. I mean, in the kitchen, in the bathroom, in the car, at the dinner table, and the grocery store. He has to have that kind of a mind. If you're going to be a good steward, you have to have a mind that thinks that way, habitually, not just once in a while. Not just when you're down to your last penny and say, well, we ain't got $10. We're going to have to think this thing out today. No, we ought to be thinking that way all the time.
Yes.
What's the old saying? Take care of your pennies and your dollars will take care of themselves. And it's true. If you watch the little things, then the big things will just take care of themselves. Because, and what that means is, you're habitually in the mindset of thinking that way. Of not wasting, of watching and being careful with things. You know? Oil costs, like now, we pay $7-$8 for a quart of motor oil. You're going to just spill it all over the place. I'm pouring it. No, you're going to be careful with it. The more it costs, the more you're going to be careful with it, unless you just don't place any value on anything. What makes people frugal and thrifty and wise and good stewards is when they almost have to starve to death like our ancestors did in the Great Depression. That's why they were like they were. That's why they took care of things and they were so, we call them tight. No, they had just learned to be very careful with their things because you couldn't afford the loss, the senseless loss. When there's not enough to go around in the first place, you can't just waste it.
Right.
You got to be careful with it. And after suffering like they did, it becomes a habit of your mind to think that way.
Yes,
and so you don't like this generation that just throws everything away. We all know how true it is that you can go to the dump and find some good stuff. You can go ahead of the trash truck and you can find some good stuff. I brought home vacuum cleaners and stuff that was fine.
Yep. Yes, sir.
But people were throwing away because they just didn't like them. They don't like the color. They didn't like the something about it. So just throw it away. Get a new one. Simple as that. Wasteful. This is a generation that doesn't place the proper value on anything. Stuff. Or life matters, things, matters of life. A steward, he's got to have a mind that habitually thinks like that. He's got to have a mind that thinks about saving unnecessary expense or use. You don't need that much soap. You don't need that much in, you know, little bitty kids. Don't give them a big old plate and throw it away. That's wasteful. And it's sinful. In my opinion, I think God is very displeased when He gives us, provides for us, and then we throw it in the trash. Mercy. You know, the wise parent, grandparent, whoever, will give a child's portion to a child. And if it's something they've never tasted before, and you know how finicky they are, don't give them a big old hunk and let them ruin it. Give them a taste, and if they like it, give them a little more. And then if they want some more, they can have some more. But don't give them a dull piece of pie and let them slobber on it and then throw it in the trash. What? How do people think like that? A steward cannot be one who is liberal and wasteful and unmindful of waste. He can't be lavish in his spending. But he's got to be restrained. If you're going to be a good steward, you've got to be restrained in your spending. You don't just buy on impulse everything that catches your eye. I've always told my kids, you know, they'd get a little money, and boy, you got to go to town because they got to get to the store. And I said, as soon as you get to the store, you're going to see something, and it's going to be junk, and you're going to give them your money, and they're going to give you their junk. Yep. And you have lost.
Yes.
Have I told you that?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yep. Have you found out yet that it's true? Don't buy on impulse. Think about things before you give up that hard-earned money you got.
Yep. Yes,
that's limited. That you don't have enough of to meet other needs. Don't go allow yourself to be. You got to have, if you're going to be a good steward, you got to have better control of yourself than that. Because the world's set up that way. Everything is bright and shiny, and it's made to appeal to your senses and get you to fork over your money just like a fishing lure, Wyatt, when you throw it out in the... If it's shiny and sparkly and it appeals to whatever species of fish you're looking for, he'll grab it. You got him.
Yeah.
And that's what... That's the same way it works in the world. They entice you through the lust of the flesh. And the pride of life and all the rest of it goes with this too. That's how they do it. But a steward can't be that way. He can't be extravagant in his plans and desires. But he's got to be cautious and conservative. Now see, young people don't like that because that's an old people's thing. But it's because old people have lost enough and they've suffered enough to realize it's best to slow down and think about this thing before you just haul off and buy it. Haul off and do it. Think about the cost. Count the cost. Count the cost. He can't be profuse. That means, what I mean is overboard and liberal to excess. Overindulgent for himself or for others. There's got to be some boundaries. Got to be some reins. Some governor on him. When it comes to spending, using, and wasting, see?
Yep.
You only use what you need.
Yep.
You don't use too much.
Mm-hmm.
You don't be extravagant with it. Do you know how much better your budget would work if you would just listen to this and put it into practice?
Yes, sir.
You don't have any idea how much you could save if you would just not waste what you got. Now we need to understand right here that we're no more than stewards in this life. All that we possess is not really ours because we'll leave it here on the earth when we die. And somebody else will possess it then. So it's not mine.
Nope.
You can paint your name on it. You can do like Bob Bowen and say, this was stolen from Bob Bowen on everything he had. I've got a tool at home that I traded him out of fair and square, but it's still got written on there in permanent marker, this was stolen from Bob Bowen. So if it wasn't in his possession, it was stolen. See, that's the deal. Well, I like old Bob and everything, and I'm sure he understands this. But it ain't going to be his. What I got ain't going to be mine. Write my name on stuff? Well, I could do it, but somebody else is going to erase it off of there one of these days, or sandblast it, or mark it out, or do something. Tape over the top of it, because it's going to be theirs, not mine. So it's not mine. And what you have is not yours. So if it's not yours, whose is it then, right now? Well, everything you have is because God gave it to you, or allowed you to have it. And you are just a steward of it right now. You're the caretaker. You're the one that's responsible to see that it's used properly and efficiently and not wasted. That's pretty... Now, that's something to think about. Everything. Well, I'm going to name a bunch of stuff here in a minute, but... And we'll get real... We'll fine-tune it here, but... All that we use, all we possess, and then all that we use while we're here, we're stewards of. The air, the water, the food, everything we need for life is provided for us by God, and it's not ours. Do you own the air you're breathing? Do you own the water that you drink? No. No. You say, well, I bought it. Oh, it's mine. It's mine. The little ones learn, some of the first words they learn is mine. And it's not yours. Lucas, you don't have a thing. And you never will. You may get to take care of some things for a while, but it's not yours. And not, what I have is not mine. Well, just think how much different you would think about and treat your stuff if you just looked at it that way all the time.
Yes.
And you had that concept of everything you've got, that perception. It's not mine. I've known a few people, it had to be older, that thought that way. They didn't care about gathering things of the world. They just took care of what they had. Well, let me hurry up here. I said I'd be brief. All that we have in this life, we're simply managing for a short time. Well, some people will be real quick to say, after what I've said here so far, well, being a miser is just as wrong. Now, you really think that's our problem? That we're too miserly?
Hardly.
I don't think so. I think the real problem is we are much too indulgent and lavish and wasteful. A miser is selfish and greedy. A child of God is a good steward of what God's given him, but he's not stingy and selfish and greedy.
Yes, that's right.
Neither is a good steward careless and wasteful with what God has given him to work with. Mm-hmm. But where does our problem really lie? Well, we've already mentioned that. Being misers is not really our problem, but being great wasters is a major problem. All right. So, let's consider a few things here that we waste. How about money? You think we waste money? Do you waste money? Do you waste? Yes, you do. You waste pennies, little bits at a time. That's how we waste most of it. Every once in a while, we'll get real stupid and waste thousands in one whack. But most of the time we waste our money just pennies at a time. Pennies at a time. Have you ever just did a little math?
Yes.
On this subject here. Just figuring up how much money you wasted in a year's time. On sodas. Convenience store water and soda. Well, you know, hey, there's nothing wrong with going and getting a hamburger once in a while. There's nothing wrong with going out and eating once in a while. There's nothing wrong with enjoying life. And we are, as it tells in the book of Ecclesiastes, to eat and drink. You know, the fruit of a man's labor, that's from God. It's for you to enjoy. That's the will of God, for you to enjoy the labor of your hands. But that's a different thing than what we're talking about here. You know, that's just this impulsive stuff of just going in. You know, I remember the boy lived with us for years, and he worked for 2 or 3 years, and I figured up one day, because he's broke, I said, if you sat down and thought about where all this money's going, made about $60,000 in 3.5 years. I said, and you got your truck insurance, and I don't think he even had a payment. No, he didn't. Insurance. The rest of it was blown on sodas and candy bars and chips at gas stations. That's it. He didn't have nothing else to show for it. And gas, yeah. And I've told some of my kids the same thing. You know, figure it up here. You've worked 4 years. You've made this much money. Where did it go? Well, I don't know. Well, here, let's just figure it up here. You put this much into this car, truck, blah, 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 blah. And the rest of it, where'd it go? It was blown on nonsense that you just saw and you wanted and you just got it. Ate it. And it's all gone. Waste money. We do waste money. You ever think? Do you have a hard time with money? I mean, for the lack of it? Is it hard to pay the bills? What is for everybody? But it'd be a lot easier if we wouldn't waste it then, wouldn't it? We got these payments to make and all of this. Have you ever thought about just a soda a day at a gas station would make a pretty good payment? You don't have to have that soda. You don't have to have that. You can get you a bottle and put some water in it at home where it's free.
Yes.
And carry it with you and save lots of money.
Yeah.
Or you can just be lazy and careless and just buy that water for $1.59 a bottle at a gas station. It's the dumbest thing I ever heard of. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I think Wanda said here a while back, it's been a while, but she said, you know, I went to Walmart and I bought water and dirt and air. Who ever thought we'd be going to the store to buy water and dirt and air? Sound like a generation of wasters to me. There's dirt laying everywhere. Free! There's water everywhere. Free! And air? You know, I mean, I can go like this, and that'll do about as good as those cans of air that you spray. We'll pay big bucks for them. We waste money. And we waste it in little bitty amounts because it's easier hidden and concealed that way. It's easier to swallow that way. If somebody comes up and if there's something comes up and it demands a big sum of money, then we halt. Well, wait a minute. That's a lot of money. But $1.50, that ain't nothing. $10 ain't nothing. You know. When you go to the grocery store now, and you start at the vegetables there, and you just start throwing stuff in your cart. Well, a head of cabbage is less than $1. That ain't much. Little box of Little Debbie's $1.89. Yeah, for one of the little boxes. Then you go down the coffee aisle. And coffee costs $15 for one of them mid-sized boxes, and then... And this is $5, and that's $10, and that's $3, and that's $6. And then when you get to the checkout, it's $100 and some bucks. But it didn't seem like it was ever going to add up to that much when you started. We went in the store so many times, and I said, now look, we ain't going to spend no $150. We can't do it. Get to the checkout, guess what? More than that. We're just getting what we need now, just what we need. No, we ain't. We're getting all kinds of stuff we don't need. We can do without. But we'd rather just waste it. We waste food so much that it is shameful.
Yes.
It bothers me. I I just cannot not clean my plate.
Right.
Unless I'm just sick as a dog or something and can't do it. I'll just eat it because it's just something I just can't see it just thrown in the trash. Well, there's a lot of people, it don't bother them a bit. Don't bother them a bit. I've seen them get whole plates of food, not hardly touch it, and throw it all in the trash.
Yeah.
After somebody bought it, somebody prepared it and worked to do all of that, and it cost money to prepare it, then you got to wash the dishes and clean up, and there's a lot involved in it, and you just throw it in the trash? Mm-hmm. And expect others to smile at you about it? And think it's no serious matter. It's a terrible way of thinking. Yeah. If you can do that and not bat an eye and it don't bother you at all, there's something wrong with your soul.
Yeah. Sure.
Drinks. You know what happens to most of the bottled water that we have here? It gets poured down the sink. Everybody gets a bottle, but they drink about that much of it and then just leave it set, or that much. Most bottles sitting around here have 2/3 or more in them.
Yeah.
Well, that's cheap. Well, it ain't when you multiply it several times and on and on and on. And besides, it don't matter if it only costs pennies. You're throwing pennies away.
Exactly.
I don't ever do that. If I get a bottle of water, I'm going to drink it.
Yes, sir.
I'm just going to drink it. I ain't going to just sip out of it and then throw the rest away. We throw drinks. I see people doing it with sodas a lot. It always frustrates me because, you know, if we have sodas, I used to keep sodas at the church when we was out at the old church. But I seen that a lot, you know. Kids, get a can of soda and we'd throw 2/3 of a can away. Leave it sitting around. Throw it away. It costs money. People shouldn't let their children do that. I was never allowed to do that. But if they bought us a drink or something like that and we did that, we wouldn't get another. I promise you. You ought to train your kids that way, unless you want them to grow up and be great wasters and not appreciate anything and not value or place a value on anything. You said just a bottle of water. No, it's more important than that. There's a much more important issue that we're dealing with here than a bottle of water. We're talking about waste, being wasteful. Most people just drink a few sips of their soda or whatever and throw the rest away. Clothes. We're very wasteful with our clothes. We have more clothes in our closet than will fit in our closet. And you know what I wear? The same 4 or 5 shirts. That's all I wear. Same 4 or 5 pairs of pants. Besides the suits that I wear to church here, I've only got 3 pair of good pants that I rode to, and only 2 of those I wear. And I'll wear them for 2 or 3 weeks because I come in, take a shower, and I just sit around the house until bedtime. And I keep those pants clean, and I don't throw them in the trash. Or trash. In the dirty clothes. So they don't get washed that often. Because it costs money to wash those clothes. And it wears them out. Washing them more than wearing them wears them out. It costs detergent that's high dollar stuff to wash clothes. I'm very frugal with my clothes. And washing them. I get dirty every day. And in the summer, I have to change clothes every day. But if I get out and I don't just look like a pig, I'll wear the pants the next day in this cold weather and everything in the wintertime.
Yep. Yep. Me too.
I mean, I don't want to stink, and I don't think you ought to stink and be dirty and all that, but you ought to not be wasteful about your clothes. And why do you need 10 pair of shoes? And why do you need 4 or 5 coats? Huh? Tell me what you've told me a lot of times about your mother. When we were about to get married and you went to their closet, tell me what.
It was empty. There was just a few little things in it.
Yeah.
Because she filled my closet.
to need all those clothes. You can save a lot of money by not buying so many clothes. You can save a lot of money by just being careful with your clothes and washing them sparingly. Wash them and dry them. Put them in the dryer. Forget they're in the dryer. They get all wrinkled. Turn the dryer on again. Let it run again. Forget it again. Turn it on again. Let it run another cycle. My dress is wrinkled, so throw it in the dryer and run it for 30 minutes. Do you know what it costs? Yeah, but before you had to pay electric bill, didn't consider it much, did you? No, it's a great wake-up call when all of a sudden you have to pay for it. But if you could see what it's costing when you open the front door of the house in the wintertime and it's 15 degrees out there and the furnace is running and you hold that door open and let it fill the house with cold air and all your hot air goes out, and if you could see how many dollars it costs to heat that house back up again and you had to pay it, you'd stop doing that. You'd understand why we holler, shut that door. But we're wasters. We don't care. And especially if you don't have to pay for it. And especially if you never see the bill. And especially if you don't realize anything about it. Well, we all have more clothes than we need. Changing clothes before they need washing. We have a towel apiece in the bathroom. One towel. You can take a bath with one towel. Some people have to have two towels to take a bath. And they have to have two towels every time they take a shower. I put my towel, as soon as I get done, I'm clean. It's not dirty. I hang it up so it'll dry. And I'll use the same towel for a week. Oh my goodness, it ain't dirty. I smell of it. It don't stink. It smells clean. All it did was sop up water off of a clean me. But, if you got a house full of kids and family and everybody uses one or two towels every shower and they throw it in the dirty clothes, do you know what that's costing? And it's a waste. You don't have to do that. I don't believe God is, well, I know God is not pleased. I know He frowns on us when we're such poor stewards.
That's right. That's right.
Then we go to Him and say, Lord, I can't pay my bills. Please help me. Mm-hmm. What do you think He would say to you if stuff like that's going on in your life? Mm-hmm. If you're doing the best you can and you're watching your pennies and you're being careful with everything, I think you could go to God with a lot more confidence saying, Lord, I need some help. And I think He would be much more inclined to have mercy on you and help you if you're not just wasting everything else He gives you.
That's right, sir.
Toilet paper. Yeah. Well, that's a big one right there. Not just toilet paper, but paper towels.
Yes.
Plastic cups. You know, it's very common for people to plug the toilet up using so much toilet paper at once that they plug the stinking toilet up.
Yes.
I remember I had a cousin, and it's one of his dad's first cousin. He's always had a name for being tight, but he told me one time, he said, my dad won't let me have but two squares, and that's all I get. Every time. I remember in Mexico, it was so funny because Arlene and all them and Donna Henson and them, you had to, down at the market, they had what they called bathrooms, buddy. It was nasty. But they didn't furnish toilet paper. You bought it before you went in from a little guy sitting there at a table selling toilet paper. And you didn't get a roll.
Oh, no.
You know, for 5 pesos or something, you just got 3 or 4 squares. Just enough to do. Yeah. All the women had to buy their toilet paper right out there in the public and then go in the bathroom with no doors on it and use the toilet that wouldn't flush. You had to take a bucket and dip it in the barrel and flush to get her to flush. And the floor was just swimming in water. I guess it was water. You couldn't tell. But never going, are you? Well, I got a big kick out of watching those women be humbled like that. And I see people using paper towels. It doesn't take that much toilet paper. And, you know, we're not going to go there, but I mean, I'm just telling you it doesn't. Round and around and around and around your hand. Mercy. What in the world? You know, that stuff's pretty expensive nowadays, too. That's right. And besides that, do you know that people have not always had toilet paper? And everything. There's a number of things that they got by with somehow. But it costs money. You know, we've had a lot of kids at home at once and all of that for years. And things like that matter. When everybody is that way and you got a bunch of people living together, it turns into some serious deal. And especially if they're plugging up the sewer drains and stuff with it. How do you keep people from doing that? Well, you teach them while they're little. You teach them while they're young. This is how you do it. And you show them. And you warn them against using too much. And then if they plug the toilet, you make them put their little skinny arm down in there and pull it out. And that'll change the way they look at the whole situation. I see people using paper towels like toilet paper too. Reeling off three or four towels to dry water off their hands. You know, we've always had a problem at church, you know, too much paper towels. I'd go in there and there'd be a piece this long in the trash can, just dried somebody's little hands and there it is. And I just use it so sparingly. You know, we get the kind that's just a half sheet you tear off. And that's all I get is a half sheet for if I'm doing a sandwich or if I'm going to dry my hands off or anything. They're expensive too. It's wasteful to do that. And it's wrong. I see people take a plastic cup, get a drink of water, and throw it in the trash. You know, one of them big red cups that cost money. Yeah. I just can't stand it. Get a drink of water and throw it in the trash. I don't do that at home with glasses. If I get a drink of water, I wash it out and set it there so I can use it next time. And I tell her, that's my glass. Because I ain't going to throw it in the dirty dishes and then come back an hour later and get another drink, use another glass, throw it in the dirty dishes. It's wrong. My point is, what is wrong with people who think like that and who act like that habitually? They haven't been trained. There's some other things I'm going to say about them, but let me hurry. Conscience should condemn anyone for these things because it's wasteful and shows all the bad character of a person who has no concept of the value of things and doesn't care about it either. He doesn't care. He doesn't know the value of things or appreciate it. He doesn't place any value on it. It's just a thing. He didn't have to pay for it. Ain't no skin off of his nose. And he don't worry about it. Don't care about it. It's a wrong way to be. If you'll be that way with things like we've been talking about here, what will you do with important matters of life? See, we're going to talk about some more important things here about being a waster. But I'm just saying if you waste toilet paper and paper towels and cups and money and everything like that and you're careless about the cost, what it costs to maintain you, then what are you going to be when it comes to other things? How are you going to look at that? You're going to be frugal in your thoughts and all these other things we're going to talk about? Nope. You've developed a habit of the way you are, the way you think, the way you act. And it's going to go right across the board into everything in your life, in your marriage, with your children, in your relationship with God, whatever you get involved with. You're not going to be a good worker at work because you don't value things. You don't see the value. You don't appreciate what other people have put into it. You don't care about other people because All you're considering is you, right now. What you feel, what you want, what you think. So, here's another thing. Wear and tear on our things, like cars, like appliances, and stuff like that. Your car is only going to last so long. I don't care if it's brand new. It's just going to last so long, and then it's going to be junk. Junk. You're going to hate it someday because it's going to be unreliable. It's going to be costing you money all the time to fix because it's wore out. So, it has a lifespan. You got a glass of tea. It's a glass of tea. You start drinking it, there's just so much in there. You're going to get to the bottom of it real quick. And it's going to be gone and done. Same way the car. It don't last so long and then it'll be worn out. Keep that in mind with every trip you make. With every time you get in it to go somewhere. Think about the cost. Well, it only burns so much gas. I mean, I get 20 miles a gallon. There's more cost in operating a car than gas. You're wearing your tires out. They will only last so long. They'll only make so many trips. Yep. You sure you need to do this trip? Consider all the cost. It's part of not being wasteful.
Yes, sir.
It's part of thinking frugal, thrifty, sparingly. It'll last you a long time if you'll treat it that way.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have it a lot longer. You can find these cars, can't you, Gary, that somebody's had that they've had in the garage and they only drove it to church on Sunday or something like that, you know. You can find these cars, and I've seen it happen over and over, where some old person had it and they didn't hardly drive it. They took care of it. Man, it might be a 1970-some model with 25,000 miles on it because they didn't take it. They didn't just run up and down the road all the time. And count the cost.
Yes.
You don't have to. You know, I talk myself out of going to town a lot anymore. I think, well, I need this, I need that. But I don't want to go to town. You know, I might get in the car, go to town, and get killed on the way to town. Going after, what did you guys talk about years ago? Going and getting a bottle of ketchup.
Almost
got killed in a wreck.
Wow.
Going to get a bottle of ketchup. Yeah. Count the cost. Did you really have to have it? No. No. I talk myself out of it a lot. I try to, you know, put things together where I can get more out of a trip than one thing. People run to town for one thing. Do without it. What's it going to cost you? All right. I'll hurry. Your tires will only go so many miles and you'll have to buy new ones. Is that right, Gary? Somebody's going to have to buy new tires. They'll only go so far. You're spending much more than just what the gas costs when you go somewhere. And what about the risk you're taking of you or those that are with you in the car getting killed or crippled for life? Is this trip that important? Every time we get in it and try to go somewhere, we ought to count the cost. Honestly, and be a good steward of what we have and of our lives and our health. All right, now we should not think only in terms of things when it comes to this stewardship business and not wasting things, not being a waster. Let's talk about some other things, things that are more important than the things we have talked about. They're just things, and they cost money. And they're all replaceable and all of that. We can buy paper goods. We can buy a car. We can buy food. We can do all that stuff. But there's other things. Like I said, if we're wasteful in those things, we're going to be wasteful in these. How much time do you waste?
Yep.
Think about it. How good of a steward are you of your time? I mean, if you would just really sit down by yourself and be honest, if you'll start watching your time, and what you're accomplishing, what you're doing with your time, you're going to be ashamed of yourself for being such a bad steward of your time. I think it's one of the worst things we do. We waste minutes. We waste hours. We waste weeks, months, years. We waste. I mean, they're lost. They didn't amount to anything. We lived through them. We passed the time, and nothing was gained. Nothing was saved. Nothing was accomplished. It was just flat lost. When it could have been used to a good purpose. How much of our life is simply wasted because of the time spent just ambling about with no purpose or goal of anything to accomplish? I'm bored. No, you're just a waster. You're a time waster and a waster of everything else too. I don't understand how in the world somebody could be bored. There's too much to do. There's too much to think about. I don't care if you can't walk, if you can't see. You can't go anywhere. There's still too much to occupy your mind with. And to think about. And to do. Time is the measure of the value of our life. Lord, teach us to number our days. Because they're numbered. I'm not one of these that believes, well, it's your time to go. You're going to go no matter what. I just don't believe that. I believe it is appointed unto man once to die. But I sure believe that you can make it happen sooner. By being foolish. By being careless. By being where you ain't supposed to be. I don't believe you can walk out in the road in front of a truck and say, well, if it ain't my time, he won't kill me. That's foolishness. Yes. We should be conscious of wasting our time. That time is the measure of the value of our life. And you only have so many minutes. You only have so many minutes to live. Did you ever think about that? Yeah, I've read years ago that a billion seconds ago, Jesus was still walking the earth. A billion seconds. There's 60 seconds in a minute. Count it down. Billion's a lot bigger than you think it is. You just got so many minutes to live. It's real easy. Get your calculator. Figure out how many minutes are in an hour, a day, a year. Then figure out your life and how many minutes you've lived. And I wonder how many you've wasted. And how many of you done something that was worth being here for? When we're judged before God and we give account of the deeds done in this body and we give account of every idle word that we spoke, I don't think we're going to come out near as good as we think we are. I think we're all going to be marked wasted. All right, thoughts. You waste your thoughts. So much. Worry, fretting, and just vanity. You all saw the little cartoon where the woman's laying in the bed and her husband's laying on her turn with his back turned. She's saying, I just know he's thinking of another woman. And the little cloud above his head, he's thinking about Bigfoot. You've seen that, ain't you? That's about how people's thoughts are. Vanity. You got something that God created in His own likeness, in His own image. Our mind is part of that. The ability to reason and think and to speak and communicate it and to think in our mind and to look ahead in the future and to look back into the past in our mind. We've got all that ability and power. And we can reason and we can think and we can create and we can invent. We can do all of this. And what do we spend our time thinking about? A ball. A video game. Sitting idle while somebody entertains us with a TV show or a movie or some made-up story. We're wasting our time. We're wasting our thoughts. What does the Bible say about our thoughts? What are we supposed to think on? There you go. Whatsoever is true. Whatsoever is pure. Whatsoever is holy. Lovely. If there be any virtue. If there be any praise. Don't worry about that. Think on that ball game. Think on that TV show. Think about that vanity. No, think on those things. Yeah. On purpose. Did you read the back of your bulletin this morning? You ought to read it. You can control your thoughts. So we're responsible for them before God. We think just way more than we do. A lot more goes on in here than what you see each other doing. How much of it's wasted? Waste our thoughts. These things are using our mind to no good purpose and therefore a waste of such a precious resource as the ability to think. And many are losing that ability in their old age and some earlier. We know people that are younger than me that are totally disabled with dementia. They can't think anymore. But they used to be able to. You know how a lot of people lose their mind? They're wasteful with their thoughts. And they lose the ability to think. Strength. We waste our strength. We wear ourselves out physically for no good purpose or goal. Playing and running to and fro only to entertain ourselves or others. Or some other vain thing. We spend our strength and we waste most of it. Mm-hmm. What could we do for God if He really got all of us? I mean, if He got all of me, all of my strength, all of my mind, all of my heart, all of my soul, if He got all of that, what would be accomplished? But you know why He doesn't? Because it's wasted on other things. Yep. On vanity. On self-indulgence. We waste life itself. Like wasting time, we waste our very life by spending it up on things of this world and not laying up treasures in heaven. Do any of the rest of you, when you go to bed at night, think another day? Yep. I've used up another day. That's one less day that I have to live. That's one day of my life that's gone forever. Do you ever go to bed and think about that?
Yes.
Well, you ought to. It's a good thing to do that. Lord, teach us to number our days. I wonder what day this day of my life is. How close is it to the last day? I mean, if I'm going to live 10,000 days, which that's not, I'm going to live a lot more days. If I'm going to live 50,000 days, what if this is day number 49,999? Could be. We never know. So we ought to redeem the time, for the days are evil.
Yep.
But we live every day as like it just don't count as nothing. We don't even consider it. Most people don't. They just go to bed, get up in the morning. Our life itself, we waste it. We waste our affections and our interests and our cares. What do you really care about tonight? What's most important to you right now in your life? Oh, well, God's most important. Is He really? Really? Well, that just depends on the truth of that is told by how you're living and how you're managing the rest of your affairs, your things, your life, your time. That shows what you really care about. We waste our tears. We weep over things that are not worthy of our tears. And we're stone-hearted cold about things that should make us weep.
Yes.
That's poor stewardship. Yes. Weep with them that weep, and rejoice with them that rejoice. Those that rejoice. There's things worth weeping over. It ought to make us weep over. And I see people weeping over fantasy and hard and cold about reality. Mm-hmm. Words. Do you waste words? That's one thing about this book that makes me know that it's the Word of God, is that there are no words wasted in this book right here. Every word is God's Word. Yes, sir. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth and cometh forth from the mouth of God. But we waste words, don't we? I read here a while back where a woman speaks 6,000 words a day and a man don't speak near that much. That's happened. The women said that's because he won't listen. We have to repeat everything. That's why it's happening. But how many of those words, men or women, are wasted? That's a big one. Take an honest look at how many of our words are simply wasted. Now, I mean by that, they do absolutely no good to anyone and have no lasting value whatsoever. Let thy words be few. What the Bible says, isn't it? A fool is known by multitude of words. Talks, 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 talks. Won't shut up. A wise man is known by a few words. Yeah. A fool uttereth all his mind, but a wise man keepeth it in till afterwards. A wise steward is going to be careful with everything in his life, and that includes his words. Isn't it funny how this all goes together? I mean, you see somebody who's not a great waster, and you'll see a lot of other things in his life, in his character, in his conduct, that is different than all these other people. It all goes together. There's some serious character flaws in those who are wasters, and we're coming in for a landing here. Wasters are not thankful or grateful. Wasters usually live in luxury and abundance, and that's why they don't value things. Poor people who have to get by on little, they're very seldom wasters.
Yeah.
You learn to not be a waster by having little. So wasters are people that have much. They just have much. They have more than heart could desire. They have more than they need. There's plenty. Don't worry about it. Yeah. You go in the bathroom, it's a full roll. Just keep her spinning. If you go in the bathroom, though, and there's just three or four squares left on it, you're going to be real careful. This is the way it works. You can't go get groceries until payday, and payday ain't for five more days, and you got a half a roll of paper towels, you're gonna use them a little more carefully.
Yeah.
Unless you're just plumb dumb. And you see one of the kids that you haven't taught to be frugal, and they get in and go, pow, pow. We spilled some water, we're gonna soak it up with this.
Yes.
Yeah. Wasters are not thankful, and they're not grateful. They never are. Never are. People who waste habitually carelessly, who think that way and live that way. They're not grateful. They're not thankful. They place no value. They do not appreciate what they have, where it came from, and they expect others to provide for them in the future. I mean, if it's gone, somebody put her back. I mean, somebody's going to provide it if I do throw it away. There's always going to be plenty. That's the attitude of the waster. Somebody will supply it. You know, all the people who get the help from the government and everything so much, that live on that. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
They're usually wasters.
Yes, sir.
It was easy come, easy go. Didn't cost me nothing. Throw it in the trash. That's right.
Yeah.
I've seen it too much.
Yep.
They don't appreciate the value of things. A waster don't appreciate the value of things. Neither do they consider what it costs someone else for them to have those things. You know, if I had it to do over, our kids never were that bad about it because I just didn't tolerate it, you know. I taught them better than that when they were little. I'm talking about the toilet paper, the paper towels, all this other stuff. Towels and everything and clothes and all of that and throwing away their food and their drinks and stuff like that. I fuss too much about it. Can't do that. But if I had it to do over, I got a lot of ideas of how to train a child to not be a waster. Mm-hmm. Take their birthday money away from them and buy paper towels if they're so bad at wasting them.
Yeah.
And toilet paper, you say, you are mean. No, I'm just telling you, you'll be glad you did one day.
Yeah.
You got to make it hurt. And sometimes you can make it hurt a lot more that way than you can with a switch or a timeout or something like that. When it costs them, that'll make it real to them.
Yep, that's right. Yep.
I mean, it's very easy. I mean, these things cost. What do they cost? What do we pay for like a four roll thing of paper towels? I don't even know now. I can't keep up with it. They keep going up.
Yeah.
Dollars.
$6.
Yeah, they cost dollars. I think it's more than that now. I know those big ones that we used to get for the church, you know, to put in the bathroom. I mean, they cost, $12, $14. And say this, well, now look, you know, child, my lovely little child, this is how much they cost. And so you're going to buy the next ones with your birthday money. If I catch you wasting them again.
Yes, right.
But it ain't my birthday. Well, it's going to be. And when your birthday comes around, that's the first thing your money's going to go for.
Paper towels.
Well, what good is it telling them? Don't use so much toilet paper. Don't use so much paper towels. Don't waste that soda. How much good does that do? Nagging them and griping at them. You're not going to teach them anything by griping at them. You're going to have to make it real to them. Teach them an object lesson by making them pay for it instead of you. Well, they don't appreciate the value of things or consider what it costs somebody else for them to have those things. So you got to make them understand that if you don't want them to be a waster. Wasters are lazy. Proverbs 18, verse 9. He also that is slothful in his work is brother to him that is a great waster. Wasters are lazy. It's always that way. And well, that was some sermon. Well, you'll remember it. And I hope when you go spinning that toilet paper or those paper towels or the next time you go to throw away some food or drink or something like that, you'll remember this. And you'll remember that it's not pleasing to God. And it's an ungodly practice. God uses things just what's needed. He don't waste. He don't waste you. He don't waste me. He doesn't waste a life. He uses it efficiently and for a purpose. And just as much as needed. God's that way when it comes to chastisement and all that. And temptation, He'll not suffer you to be tempted above that which you are able to bear. That means He's a good steward and He's disciplined. And He does things right and He expects us to be like Him. Use what you need. Don't be stingy and greedy. Be generous with other people. And be a little stingy with yourself.
Yes.
You'll be a better steward. That'll be what pleases God. Amen.
Amen.
And you'll have more. And you'll have better kids. And you'll have better grandkids. And everything in your life will be better if you just be a good steward.
Yes, sir.
Of what the Lord gives you. The Lord will give us enough to get by if we'll just manage it right.
Exactly.
I've seen people get by on so little. And here's the way it's always been too. The people who've had the least, I've always noticed that they're the most generous.
Yes, they are.
They'll give you the shirt off their back.
Because
they value things and they manage things. Amen. All right, I will quit. Are you going to do better about wasting stuff? Are you going to apply this to every area of your life and everything you got and everything you do and the way you think? I mean, are you going to try to apply this?
Yes.
Will you search yourself?
Yes, sir.
And find where you're guilty? All of us can do that.
Yeah.
Me included. We can find places where we can be a better steward.
Yes, sir. Me too.
There's a lot about stewardship in the Bible. About the things of God. How good a steward are you of what God's given you in knowledge and understanding and wisdom? Do you use it? Do you abuse it? Do you share it with other people? Or do you hoard it to yourself? Or do you overuse it and waste it? Give not that which is holy to the dogs. We read that this morning. Neither cast thy pearls before swine. They'll trample them under their feet. The things of God we're talking about. Amen. Father, thank you for the word of God and the instruction given to us tonight. Please bless it to our minds, to our hearts, to our lives. I pray, Lord, that this will help us to be better stewards of the things that you've given us in this life and the life that you've given us, as well as our mind and our time and our strength. Lord, help us to be a good steward of our heart and our mind and all of these things we just mentioned. Pray you'd help us, Lord, that this would be one that would be just burning our mind, that we wouldn't forget. It would have an effect on our life. I don't know where along the line that I picked this up, who taught it to me exactly, or how it came to be. But I'm thankful, Lord, for that understanding in this matter. And I pray that you'd help me to do better and be a better steward with all of the things that you let me handle and hold for this brief time on earth. Please go with us now. Watch over everybody as we go home. Pray everybody get home safely. Pray you bless the week before us. Help us to be a testimony to others. Help us, Lord, to be a blessing to others and to encourage them to look to Thee. Pray you bless our church that we might see things go forward here and that we'd fulfill the purpose you've put us here to do. Lord, we love you. Thank you for the good Lord's day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen.